Good morning, Johnson Jewelry. How can I help you?
Good morning. It's Nick with RDA. How are you?
Hi, Nick. I'm getting you.
Good. Is this Lupe?
This is.
Tell me about your life. How's it going?
It's going well.
Oh, yeah? What's happening at the store this week? Anything?
No. Not much.
Is Angie around? Could I borrow her for like 30 seconds, you think?
Give me a quick second. Let me check.
Yeah, thanks. That was yesterday.
Okay, give me a second. I'll transfer you over.
Thank you, Lupe. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye. Oh, okay. Okay. That's right. Okay. Hello?
Okay. Hello? Hey, Nick with RDA.
Hi. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I haven't talked to you in 100 years, and I wanted to see how everything is going now that you guys are, you know, open to the public and they know about it.
Yeah, we're doing good.
All right, cool. So things have picked up since all the construction got
up.
Awesome. That's amazing. Because I don't know what I would do in that situation, right? Just like, you know, you did everything you could do. You had the alternate exit. You tried to let everyone know about it. But awesome. And, what have things been looking like at the store this time of year? Like, have you been doing engagements, or is it a lot of repairs? What are you working on?
Both, actually.
Okay.
And some custom pieces where they're bringing in their old jewelry, and I'll help redesign it.
Oh, that's fun. I mean, it's got to be fun for you, right?
Mm-hmm, I love it.
Yeah, that's got to be, like, the most fun part. It's like, ooh, how do I make this work? Oh, maybe we could do it like this, and then the customer gets into it, and they're excited.
Yep.
Yeah. Is there any opportunity for me to do any work with you? Send you any loose diamonds for any of these customs?
Not at this time.
Okay. I don't care if you need a lab. I can get you a lab. I'm not too proud. I'm not too proud to send out a lab. But lab jewelry, you know, tennis bracelets, necklaces, studs, and pendants. Sometimes I have more than others, but honestly, if you're only going to remember me for one thing, big natural center stones. Man, do I got a lot of these. And they're selling everywhere, not just like in big cities or like richer areas, just everywhere, you know. Two and three carats, it is awesome because you're going to sell one eventually. And, you know, that's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
2 and 3 carats are, like, the most popular size in naturals right now.
Wow.
And if you pay attention to the numbers like I do, you see that natural diamonds have come down in price regularly over the last, you know, couple of years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
2 carats and up has been stable over the last 4 price changes, right?
Wow.
So that tells me that when the pricing is ready to go up again, those are going to be the ones that go up first, the 2 and the 3 carats. So, that's something that I'm selling for stock more often right now because I have the lifetime trade, so it's a lower risk, and it's going to go up. And so now you're just increasing what your margin could be.
Right.
But have you been seeing more people asking about natural diamonds or showing interest
in
them?
Not too much. A little bit of interest, but not a ton.
Yeah, I can't predict.
I wish there.
I can't predict when it's going to happen in each area. I wish I could.
Right.
But I do know that every store that I've said to, you're going to do more natural diamonds, they end up doing more natural diamonds. I have a call scheduled later today with a store in Michigan, I believe. I always forget where they are. Ohio. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And she told me, I called her a couple weeks after we sold a diamond together in, like, November last year. And she goes, Nick, I only sell one natural a year. Like, you don't even have to follow up anymore. And I was like, you're going to be selling more natural diamonds. This year, I think I've done maybe like $30,000 with them in natural diamonds, you know? And so,
yeah.
And like, I almost believe, like, she said it so convincingly. I almost believed, like, I believed her. I was like, man, they're just not going to do it. But I was like, I'm seeing the numbers. I know what's happening. So anyway, as people come through, if they ask you for a big carat weight, don't assume that it's lab. I know you don't, but and then hopefully we'll see, you know, one of those bigger diamond calls, you know, pretty soon here. And then we could, you know, talk about getting you anything for stock, if that's something that's in the cards, or not. Okay?
Sure.
Anything noteworthy that's been happening in the store or in your life that, you know, like, Nick, I got a dog, I got a new car, I put an addition on my house.
I wish that would be, that'll be a few years down the road.
Yeah.
We have cats, we have kittens now.
Oh my gosh. Are they?
We had mama cat wandering around. We live on an acreage, and we had this cat, you know, hanging out at our place quite often, and she was super friendly. She'd come up to us, let us pet her and stuff. And
yeah.
All of a sudden, we kind of saw her belly getting a little big, and I'm like, oh. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't big.
No, like, you're like, where are they?
Oh, where's your babies?
Yeah.
And we ended up finding them in the loft of our barn. I was hearing meowing and stuff. And then I think it was a few days later, I heard meowing in one of the stalls down the main part of the barn.
Oh.
Over in a corner. And I'm like, oh, my God, it sounds like there's a kitten stuck behind the wall.
Oh, no.
And we pulled out a panel. We didn't see anything there. And I'm like, God, I swear it was there. And the next morning, I go out to do chores, and I hear it again. And mama cat was sitting there in the corner, and like, there's got to be a kitten in this wall. There has to be. So I call my husband, and he's like, you're going to make me come and rip another panel out. I'm like, yes, I am.
Yeah.
But at least we found it.
Oh, my God. So for two days, it was in the wall?
It was like at least 2 or 3 days maybe stuck in the wall.
Oh, my gosh. But that's going to build character for this little kitty.
Right.
Oh, my
God.
So
we're keeping that cat. We got rid of 2 of them. Mama had 5 kittens.
You're keeping the one that was in the wall?
Yes.
Is his name Wally? That's terrible.
Her name. That's funny. Oh, my God.
That was terrible.
With a boy, that would be perfect.
I immediately regretted saying it. Lucky. Oh, because she is lucky that you found her.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. She was in the wall?
Yep.
Was there like
in between
room?
The outside wall and the inside wall, yeah.
Was there room in there?
Yeah. Well, she was just so tiny.
Yeah. So
yeah. But there was no insulation in the walls or anything. It was just open between the outside wall and the inside wall.
Okay. So she was just probably hungry.
Very much so.
Poor kitten. But
yeah. And now she's the biggest of the kittens.
She's making up for it, huh?
Making up her lost time, yeah.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not missing a meal again.
No.
You'll be surprised, like, how much, like, those early experiences shape somebody, like, even, you know, in an animal.
Yep.
That's great. So, when did this all go down?
So I think she had the babies in February, and we found them in March.
Oh, wow. Oh, so she was probably freezing, too. With the...
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you. Good for you,
yep.
though, like getting
right?
out of there. Yeah.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, it was scary. So then we brought them all in the house, and now they're all wandering around our house going nuts.
You're still finding homes for them?
Well,
not yet.
Trying. Like I said, we got rid of two of them. They went to the same home.
Okay.
And now I have two more that I would like to rehome, but it is what it is. If they don't find a home, they don't find a home.
So February, they were born in February. You said in February they were born.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking
okay.
so, yeah.
Yeah, so in March, April, May. So they're old enough to be going like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
That's so many cats. How many is it?
It was five kittens altogether.
Okay, so you have
plus
one
mama cat.
You have one plus a mom, and then two other kittens left.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. What are you doing with the mom? Is the mom staying with you, or are you going to?
Yeah. Yep. No, mama stays with us.
So you're getting the mom.
She'll go outside and hunt around and stuff. We got to get her fixed though.
Yeah, no, that's a fact.
We don't need any more.
Yeah, sooner rather than later. So she's been hanging around on your acreage for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And
We kind of think she might have been somebody's pet that they just dumped off or something. I don't know. She's so friendly.
Really?
Yeah.
Or maybe she ran off, but...
That could very well be, too, and she just liked it there.
Yeah, she's like, this is my spot. This is my what I was called to do.
Well, and we started feeding her, so.
I heard a story.
Like,
about,
hey, I think I'll stay out here.
I heard a story about somebody's dog that ran. I think it was a comedian that told it. So you might have heard this. But it was something about a dog that, like, ran off. And then they were, like, looking for the dog. And then they found it, like, herding sheep or something like that. Just out there. Yeah, just, like, herding sheep. And, like, could you imagine that dog? Like, this dog's whole life, he was just, like, in a house, eating dog food out of a bowl.
Right.
You know what I mean? Going in the backyard, coming back in, going for little walks around the cul-de-sac. And then all of a sudden, he's like, whoa, like, herding sheep, that's what it is. This is what I was, you know, meant to do, pretty much.
Made to do, yeah.
Yeah, he discovered it. That's what happened to your mama cat there. You know, your mama cat, like, was maybe, you know, ended up over there and was like, hey, you know, this is, like, an area that I could kind of be the alpha in, you know, make sure I'm getting all the rodents and, you know, running the show. I know, that's what I was
thinking. Oh, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Whenever we'd let her go outside...
Yeah.
A couple of times she would bring a mouse to the door, and I'm like, oh, heck no. You will not bring that thing inside.
Oh.
Well, one time she ended up coming inside, and I thought she had dropped the mouse, but she didn't, and she was walking in my kitchen. I'm like, no. So I go and I pick her up, and I go to bring her back outside, and in the process she drops the mouse on the floor, and I step on it.
Ew, yuck.
That's terrible. It's so gross.
You know what that
so
is,
gross.
Though, right? You know what was happening there.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I do. I'm like,
yeah.
You don't have to bring me your presents or whatever. I'm totally fine.
Yeah, it's like we get that that's your love language. Like, if I was to give you mice, you'd be, you know, elated. But
right.
it's not my love language. I just
no.
like, you
no.
know. Yeah. Dead rodents is not how I receive love.
No, I appreciate that it's dead.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But
yeah,
you don't have to bring it to me to show me.
Yeah, I just believe you.
Mom, look, I got another one.
Yeah, nah, yeah. My love language is get that the hell away from me.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I love you, but no.
I'm so glad you told me about that. I'm glad I asked. You know, this is what other people are missing out on. So.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you got to find out. But no, that's very, very cool. So I wish you luck with the rest of the cats there. And then,
thank you.
And then to circle back around, like I said, natural diamonds, you're going to find people that are looking for them. What natural diamonds do you have in the store, like, or in the case?
I have a lot of fine jewelry with natural diamonds in it. I don't have too much with lab growns. I have a lot of lab in my engagement rings.
Okay.
For the centers. A lot of the Ellie diamonds in the engagement rings will be mine diamonds.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Question for you about the natural diamonds that you own. Are they mostly rounds? Do you have any fancy shapes?
I do. I have
what
a little
fancy?
Bit of both. More rounds than not. I do have a few ovals. I think a couple of princess cuts. A couple of marquees. I think I have a cushion cut.
Nice.
I got a good variety.
Okay, I got you.
And what's crazy is the mine diamonds that I have taken out of other customers' jewelry that they have traded into or something else.
Oh, cool.
I didn't really spend any money on them, but I'm repurposing them into my new pieces that I have.
Wait, did you say you have a marquee?
Yeah, it's a smaller one. It's maybe like a half carat.
I would mount that up and put it in the case.
It is mounted. It is.
Okay. Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think I have a couple marquees mounted. Yeah. They're so pretty, and they're making a huge comeback.
Yeah, I mean, that's a an understatement even because I mean,
it's my first wedding ring was a marquee.
Really? Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm, it was so pretty.
I think they're great, you know.
It just sucks because they're pointy on both ends, and if you have young kids, you tend to scratch them, which I did a lot.
Oh, poor baby.
I felt so bad, but
So
I'd get it caught in my hair.
Oh God!
I didn't care. It was a pretty ring, so I dealt with it.
Or on your sweater, or on anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Just literally anything.
That's the only downfall to them, but. Your papers are that way, too.
The other one is it uses a lot of rough when you cut those. Like, there's a lot, it wastes a lot of rough. I think that was one of the reasons they stopped cutting them. Plus, they weren't as popular as they were originally.
As popular, yeah.
But, yeah, they've been ebb and flow. You know, they'll be.
Right.
Everyone's looking for a marquee, you know, all at once. I'll have, like, 4 days where I'm, like, every call is for a marquee somehow. I don't know how. Everybody knows in that period of time. You know what I mean? It'll
right.
Be like,
that's crazy.
You know, like states that aren't even touching. And they'll be, I'll have 4 or 5 calls. I'll be getting all of them. And then I won't hear about it for a week or two. And then they'll be
and
back.
It's like, where are they hearing it from?
I don't know,
where
right?
Is everybody? Yeah, that's the thing.
Plug me into that because that's what I'm going to listen to when, when I'm filling orders, you know?
Yeah, because even when I see, like, jewelry commercials, I don't see them advertising marquees.
No, they just advertise the natural diamonds. I've been seeing
mm-hmm.
a lot of those, and I like that. Hopefully the Natural Diamond Council will continue to do more. Did you see that what happened with them in Pandora?
No.
Okay, Pandora put out a false statement about the carbon footprint of natural diamonds and lab diamonds.
What?
Yeah, because Pandora is, a lot of lab diamonds, and they wanted to push more of those. They said something about the carbon footprint of natural diamonds and misquoted some things, and the Natural Diamond Council clapped back pretty quickly and firmly.
Good.
And I think... I don't know. I don't know if there's any litigation happening, but I mean, I think we'll see something like that because, I mean.
So they were basically trying to say that lab-grown diamonds were basically a mine diamond, or had the same carbon footprint.
No, so a lot of people have been claiming that the carbon footprint, of a lab diamond is less than a natural diamond. Meaning that you're being more ecologically responsible or environmentally responsible if you go lab is what we're trying to say. And
but is it?
No, not at all.
Exactly.
Because I mean, they're made in factories, and like factories are like, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All the equipment that you need to grow a grow a diamond in a lab.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think they're using?
Yeah. So, yeah, Pandora claimed its lab-grown carbon footprint is 90% lower than natural. And, yeah, so you can read about that. It's everywhere now. But
yeah, I should. Yeah, I got to Google that.
Yeah, but, yeah, so I thought that was crazy. But natural diamonds are on the way back. Natural Diamond Council is very much on top of everything, and I love that.
That's great.
Let me ask you about that marquee one more time. So you said it's like a 70-pointer. What would you say color clarity is?
Let me double check.
Yeah, I would just want to – I want to take a look to see – make sure that you're, like, at the right price point. I'm sure you are, but as long as we're on the phone. Because I want you to be able to sell that, and then you'll feel you'll feel the natural wave. But yeah.
Oh, this one's a smaller one. This one's a 20-pointer.
Oh.
Jeepers. So what do you have for a price on a 20? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
On a 20-pointer, that's a VS1J.
JVS1. Let me look. I don't know, it's like, so the list price would be $160.
Okay.
So, it's a little baby. But yeah, so it would be $160. Some of the marquees have been selling over the wrap price, but I would think at that size, probably not. You'd probably sell it for $100 or whatever.
Sure.
Whatever you want, but, yeah, so just, kind of,
and I have a
7.5 by 4. 7.5 by 4.
That's in that 1-carat range. No. They're telling me this is a 0.47. SI2 Ida J.
1 second. 0.3 to 0.8. All right, say all that again.
So it's a 0.47 SI2 I to J.
SI2 IJ. 0.47. Probably close to like 500. So I have a 40-point FVS2 for 660. And I'm gonna look at the wrap calculator. The wrap price. So we'll do 47. We'll call it an I just for fun. SI2?
Yes.
Yeah, so the list price is 470. And
okay.
And like I said, they haven't been selling a lot lower than list. Only time they do is if they're like squattier. But if it's You said the ratio on that is what? It's like 7 millimeters?
7.5 by 4.
Okay. Yeah, so probably, I don't know, like 350 to 450 probably. I mean you're in that range. So that's good. I mean half carat essentially. You know.
Right.
Mounted up you'd think that would move. IJ, SI2, I mean, that's something that somebody who is younger, doesn't have a huge budget, but doesn't want to go lab, will totally buy from you. And if they ask you, hey, what would it cost, to do a carat or a carat and a half or whatever, definitely call me. I have those in spades. And, I mean, we're like, always scouring for the popular fancy shapes. And it's crazy because sometimes it's like, I don't even know. Like I said, they haven't been cutting new ones. So, yeah I'll get them for you. I have them here. I'll get it to you for free. Let's get a natural sale under our belt. It'll be fun.
All right. I will work on that.
All right. I'm getting you all amped up. I'm getting you excited.
Yes. You are.
You definitely are. You gotta sell the big naturals. Take care of your kittens.
Right?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Nobody else takes them. I've got four cats to take care of.
Oh, my God.
What was funny is all of the kittens are female.
That is weird.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, what? How does this work?
Like, what's the probability?
Exactly right.
Run the odds on that. That's crazy. I want to see what Google says about it. All kittens in a litter were female? It is entirely possible for them to be female. It's just an AI response. But, I mean, yeah, it's not going to, because there was four kittens?
Five
kittens. That's
five
crazy.
Kittens.
And they were all female. So the statistical probability is 6.25%. You had a 6.25% chance of them all being female in a litter of that size.
Wow.
That's lottery statistics there.
Right?
Yeah.
Jeez, maybe I should buy a lottery ticket.
Maybe you should.
I don't ever play.
Yeah, and me neither. I like to keep my money. I like my money.
Me too. I don't like to waste my money on something I don't get a return on. That's why I don't gamble.
I'll get scratch offs every once in a while
if I'm feeling it. Yeah, not very often. I went to Vegas with my good friend for our 30th birthdays.
Okay.
And I spent maybe $30. I lost it all, and I'm like, forget it, I'm done.
$30. $30.
That was, yeah.
People ruin their lives over there, and you lost $30.
Oh,
you're just like,
yeah, exactly. I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
I'm not much of a gambler, and when I do gamble, I always lose. I just.
Same.
I'm not good at it, you know? It's like if I have money on something, it's not going to pan out. So,
right.
My husband's
son-in-law is a gambler, and he is good.
Mm.
My God, how? Why? That's not fair.
I don't get it. I wish
I could. But he's been doing it for years.
Yeah. So, I mean, if he's up, if he's won more than he's lost, then that's he's beating the odds out there, too. Because most people aren't. You know, even good gamblers are still about 50-50 or less. So,
yeah.
But, no, that's crazy. All right. Well, you have fun with your kittens. You're going to sell that marquee. And then give me a call, you know, when you got somebody in there, all right?
I sure will.
Thanks for taking the time to speak with me for so long.
No problem.
I'm sorry I took you here, but I talked to you. I wanted to catch up with you.
You bet.
Thank you, Angie. Have a great day, okay?
Absolutely. You too. Thank you very much.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye.